amazing pictures of lots of water yesterday in and around Grand Rapids. The Grand River is expected to crest 100-year flood level on Sunday. They're adding sandbags near the sewage plant. Mayor Hartwell did a press conference yesterday from City Hall, which got struck by lightning yesterday, and suggested that we all shower with a buddy because we need to not use, if you're in Grand Rapids or Granville, you're trying not to use as much water as you can.
Right. So if it's yellow,
save it.
Let it mellow. That's what we all say.
Avoid doing laundry, running the dishwasher, shower with a buddy, as the mayor said, toilet flushing. Also in Granville, curb your water use too as much as you can.
Do you think, okay, so I'm trying to think the buddy system at my house. It would definitely be the three girls would probably shower together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking Kate may jump in with them. Katie might jump in with them instead of showering with me.
So you have to shower alone?
I think that I wouldn't get a buddy. I think she would leave me. She would leave me right there. Now, would you take Poof or Dan if you were showering with a buddy?
Poof doesn't get baths.
Okay, so it's got to be Dan. That's
gotta
very
be
easy.
Dan.
Now, Amanda, I'm sure that Mike has a very strict and stringent shower policy. He has the OCD. Everything is in its own place.
Oh, yes.
How much would that throw him off of his shower game if you were in there with him?
An immense amount.
Yeah, I mean, it would be horrible. So showering with a buddy, that's harder than it sounds.
I feel like two people showering together would take a lot longer than two people showering separately.
Yes. You got to scooch around each other.
Yeah.
And if you have a tub and not a stand-up shower, you're trying to move all over and you're all, then you're cold.
Right. One person's always cold.
I'm just guessing.
One person that is always cold.
I'm just guessing you would be cold and soap running in your eye because you can't get to the water because the other person's hogging it.
Okay. So you
seems like you would use double the water.
So you're saying.
Exactly. Maybe not.
You're saying maybe. Maybe that's not the best advice then.
No, I think you should take a bath.
A bath, though, that is so much more water. But don't drain it.
No, that's what I'm saying. You get in and use the bathtub, and then you get out, and then Katie gets in and uses the bathtub.
And then don't drain it until all the flooding has subsided.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just have it in a bathtub filled with dirty bathwater.
Yeah, you don't want that. If you're home right now, because I know some people aren't even able to leave their homes, when you see something, we were talking about this earlier, watching the news yesterday just really makes it so real if you're not sitting right there to see what is going on. And roads that look like rivers or creeks.
Right.
And yards that look like lakes. It's so amazing. And people kayaking.
People,
did you see that?
Yes, and stay out of the water. Quit kayaking.
Yes.
Seriously, the Grand River is on lockdown. You can't even go in the Grand River. If they catch you, you're going to get a ticket or a fine or arrested. So don't even go in the Grand River because it's so high.
But if you are sitting at home right now or you're sitting at work, maybe you were able to get out. But if you have lots of water in your yard, we'd like to hear about it from you at 770-8957. We want to hear what you've been going through.
Yeah, we have a coworker here who's in the basement apartment of his building and said he came into work yesterday after spending a few hours just battling the water with towels and different things that he was putting up. And he said, yeah, it's a losing battle, so I just came into work instead of just trying and trying and trying.
That was already at 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
Right.
So that was even early yesterday morning.
We were talking about that bridge that went out over the Thornapple River yesterday. Five houses are on the other side of it. They are stuck. They're stranded. They can't get across.
Really?
No one can get to them. They're probably fine, but there's no way for them to get back over across.
Oh, man. Water's strong. Who's this on the phone?
Christy.
Hi, Christy. Where do you live?
Up in Kent City.
Okay, and what's going on by you?
We have a lot of water in our yard, but last night, since it was warm, it was nice because it was just nice, cheap entertainment for my children. It was like a lake.
Yeah, you had them splash around out there?
Yeah, and I feel like if we put our house up for sale right now, it would be like lakefront property. So
absolutely.
Wow.
everyone right now is changing. They're calling their realtor and saying, I'm on a lake now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm right on the river.
So
exactly.
How deep is the water by you, Christy?
It's not that deep because the yard doesn't slope that much.
Okay.
It went up to my kids, like, maybe above their knees, and my oldest is 4. So.
Do they think it's super cool?
Oh, yeah. He wanted to play in the lake this morning, he said.
My wife had me out running errands again. We've been antiquing for the last month now that she's been living here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were up in Sparta at a couple stores yesterday, and there are farm fields that are flooded. Flooding wasn't so bad over there because there's no real river over there. But around the low-lying areas, definitely had a ton of water in
it. We were talking like last week about how warm it was and it killed a lot of the crops and things last year at this time. Right. Around St. Patrick's Day last year at this time in Grand Rapids, it was like 81 or 83 degrees, something like that. I wonder how much all this water is going to affect some of the farming.
Well, if they can't plant, then there's one issue. If it just is standing forever, there was a man-made little gully that was by my old house in Wisconsin, and we had, how many years ago was that? Four years ago, mm-hmm. There was a tremendous amount of flooding in the Wisconsin area, and it was flooded. It just now was losing the water in it.
Wow.
Like from evaporation. They pumped out a bunch of it, and they got it as low as they could with the pumps, and it still had water in it 4 years later.
That's crazy. The phone line into the studio, 770-8957. If you have a lot of water around you and it's affecting you this morning, give us a call if you can, 770-8957. Angela, hi.
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 Hey, Angela, you got a bunch of water outside your house?
I do, but I'm actually calling about the shower situation.
Okay,
so are you going to shower with a buddy?
My husband and I have been showering together for 11 years.
Really? Does it save you on water?
It does. It saves us on time, too, and it's great because we have conversation while we're in there together. And while one of us is shampooing, the other one is rinsing, and we just wrap arms around each other while we switch spots, and we wash each other's bodies. It's really wonderful.
Aww.
And you've been doing that.
She makes it sound like a movie.
You've been doing that every shower for 11 years?
Not every shower, but very regularly.
Like, do you do it? Okay, so today's Friday morning. Do you guys go to work at the same time?
At the same time, yes.
Okay, so did you shower together this morning, or do you shower at night?
Usually at night.
Usually at night. Okay. So last night, did you guys shower together?
Not last night, the night before.
Okay.
The night before you did.
Wow.
And nothing happens then. Like, I don't think I could do it. I wouldn't be able to control myself.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work real well in the shower. When you try and go further, it just doesn't work real well.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update.
And maybe after 11 years together, you know that you're going to get clean. Like, Curtis, some of the funness of it, probably, you know, and what you're thinking about doing.
I'm only there to take a shower. I don't need to do anything else. I gotcha.
Well, thank you, Angela. What does that say about all of our relationships that we're like, I'd rather be dirty than have to do that?
Why would you shower together twice? 11 years.
Have a great day, Angela.